Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is episode number 2 of the Alpha Podcast. It's been a long time since I've done one of these. It's just one of those things that kind of got away from me, and I'm planning on making more episodes from here on out on a consistent basis. And for those of you that don't know what my real goal is with this podcast, I just want to talk to creators about their experiences with their careers, whether that be YouTubers, musicians, it doesn't really matter. There will probably be some solo episodes, some with my personal friends, whatever. Joining me today, I have the two guys behind an up-and-coming music-related channel on YouTube, and that is ShuffleQuest. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm one half of ShuffleQuest.
And hello, I'm Justin. I'm the other half of ShuffleQuest. What's up?
Now, which one of you is Shuffle and which one of you is Quest?
Well, considering for a brief time I actually had like a producer name by Quest, I guess I would be Quest.
Yeah, I'll be Shuffle. Yeah.
Okay, so we got Shuffle and Quest here.
Justin's the wild card, so that fits too. You know,
that is Shuffle. Good, yeah. I like to keep us on our toes, you know what I mean?
That works out for sure. And Justin, I want you to take this one, because this is more specific to you. I want you to tell everyone how all of us started talking. Give us that little story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, being the master of marketing that I am, I decided that I need to get a hold of you to be on our podcast, which was you came on our podcast and talked about your favorite album of all time. But I was like, how am I going to get him on our podcast? You know, we didn't speak at all before.
Correct.
And so, yeah, I just tweeted you asking if you wanted to get in the ring and fight. Duke it out. YouTube's best.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure my tweet said something like, loser gets to delete their channel or something.
I think it's like loser takes the other one's channel.
Something. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah.
More that's, aggressive. Yeah.
That's
or winner.
That is,
winner takes the other one's channel, not the loser. The loser.
Yeah. Perfect. Loses their channel. Perfect. Yeah, something like that. And honestly, I'm still waiting on your reply. I'm still waiting if you're going to get in the ring with us.
I mean, I need a partner so we can get this a 2v2.
Tag team.
Still waiting on whoever that is.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a funny thing that for some reason the guy that tried assaulting me on Twitter, I'm now friends with for whatever reason.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened.
Hey, but I mean, you know what my dad used to say? You know, 90% of friendships begin with assault. So, I mean,
is that something he really says?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. He sits me down. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And so, since Justin started us off, Matt, why don't you take this one? So, with a solid introduction, I want this to be anyone who's listening to this, I want them to subscribe to you guys. So what would be the elevator pitch? What does ShuffleQuest do? What are your videos?
Well, it's really, we cover a lot of different artists and talk about different albums, songs, pretty much whatever we're feeling. But the whole idea, we kind of have like a, almost like a slogan that's discover your new favorite artists. And we, even though we talk about some people that you may not have heard of, we also talk about some other people that you may have heard of. Like, you may have heard of Beyonce. We did do a video on Beyonce. You may have heard of Kanye. We've done like 3 videos on Kanye. But I mean, we just talk about things that we find interesting, artists we find interesting. It's all music related. And we're probably going to be working in some other stuff here in the near future, new kind of content.
Yeah, it's mainly like video essay format currently, but that's something that we're trying to diversify a little bit. But the main goal of the channel is just to discover new music, learn more about music that you already love, and a lot of it's just we're super passionate about a certain topic or a certain artist at the time, and then we just teach the masses about them.
We talk about what we're feeling. We talk about feelings.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And so the idea of music discovery is probably the biggest point on my channel. And so I just want to get that plug out of the way first that I love your channel. I love so many of your videos, the ones that I've seen. They're great. And so just first and foremost, you subscribe to me because you like music discovery. Subscribe to the ShuffleQuest boys, which I, for some reason, have given them that name.
But thank you so much.
Thank you, yes.
Going off of the boys, what was it like before the channel started? Like, how did you guys know each other, and what was that like?
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh,
we've
man.
Known each other for, I
Was it
I
like 5 or 6 years
it
now?
It was freshman year of high school that I met Justin, which was at least 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. My math isn't too good, but we coincidentally met in a math class.
We didn't learn too much in high school, but, you know.
Yeah.
And did you just hit it off right away?
Well, the first thing I said to him, I sat behind him, and the first thing I said to him was, "You sound like you could be a talk show host." Like, you, like the way he spoke with so much charisma. You know, so.
And
so,
you were like friends with him at this point. You were
no, that was the first time I met him. Yeah.
Okay. Nah. Perfect. Yeah, and then we really didn't like become like friends until what was it? Junior year? Was it junior or senior year? I can't remember.
It was senior year. We didn't talk to each other again until senior year. I didn't even see him actually.
Yeah. Of 3 years, you know.
Yeah. And then the first thing I said to him when I saw him again in the parking lot leaving school was, "Hey, Justin, I sell weed now. So if you ever want to, you know."
And that was the beginning of the ShuffleQuest empire.
Yeah. So yeah, basically,
we started business together. He saw my entrepreneurial spirit in that moment. So
yeah. So we basically did this like half day program at our high school where half the day we would go through like normal high school and the other half we would take like a technical community college courses. And so, Matt offered me his services and I didn't know anybody in the classroom at all. And so I walked in, I knew nobody. So I figured, well, I guess I'll sit by the guy who tried to sell me weed.
Yeah.
And we just started to spark a friendship. And through there, it kind of evolved into like, we actually began to work together outside of class. And we started our own company, and the rest has been history, really.
Do you want to tell us about that a little bit, the company?
Yeah, so right before all the ShuffleQuest stuff, for about 3 years before ShuffleQuest, let's just say, we actually owned our own video production company, and we specialized in like corporate and like commercial just videos, and that's what we did full-time, and we owned our own company, and we did a lot of the same things that we do with ShuffleQuest, just with other clients. And to name off some of the clients that we got to work for, which is pretty cool, we were like 18, 19 years old, and we were working on an international level, which was super cool. We got to work for Mercedes-Benz and a few other like bigger transportation companies and on like a corporate level, so nothing super interesting or cool. But yeah, we did get to be face-to-face with the CMO of Mercedes-Benz and work with people in Sweden and different countries and things, and we were just 19, 20 years old at the time.
As children.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just
it's
got
overrated. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah,
anyone
it
aspiring
is
to do that, it's not that fun, you know? Which is why we do ShuffleQuest now.
Yeah.
It's cool. So, it's a cool concept. You think back on it, it's like, wow, we really worked with some big brands and saw some big things, but
It's for the birds, man, you know. So I mean, and to take it back even further, like I'd actually been doing YouTube. I've been doing YouTube since 2009, so I'm an OG. I guess you can say I first started making videos with a game, an online game called RuneScape.
Classic.
And I would make like music videos and guides and things, and that's how I kind of got my editing chops. And then through high school and college, I realized that I could actually make money doing this career. And then, you know, I found Matt, and then we started our own deal. But yeah, man. So we've been editing and doing stuff way, way before ShuffleQuest. And I know a lot of like video essay people, most of them just started editing when they started their channel. But for us, it was way, way before then. Mm-hmm. And you know, how ShuffleQuest came to be is, I mean, Matt and I are really big music fans, and we would always, as we were editing these really boring, laborious, like crazy jobs, we would just talk about music that we were into while we edited and, you know, got our day-to-day done. And we were kind of in like a slump in our company a little bit, and we were trying to figure out like a good direction to go. And so we reached out to like somebody as like a mentor per se to see like what our next steps in our company should be. And that person said you should do a passion project, because passion projects for him led to way bigger things in his career. And because you're super passionate about it, you put a lot into it, and a lot came from it. And so we were like, what are we passionate about? And that was obviously music. And at that time, I had just seen Frank from Middle Eights video. I believe it was on Tame Impala was his first video. And I was like, Matt, we should do this. And then now we've been doing it for... Have we been doing it for a year now, Matt?
Yep, yep. I think we started... the first one was in May.
That's crazy.
Of last year, yeah.
That's crazy.
And when you say that you were making YouTube videos before, I just want to touch on the RuneScape thing. Is there anything else along the road there that you dabbled in YouTube?
Yeah, I think... I mean, probably I've had 10, 20 different channels. Like, I've had thousands, and I do mean thousands of videos on YouTube. And most of them are unarchived because they're just terrible, but I like to keep them. Which is really, really cool about making art in like the digital age is like I really have like a scrapbook of everything I've ever made. I have my very first video I ever uploaded, I ever made, and it's terrible, but it's very cool to look back on. But yeah, I mean, we did a ton of different stuff
before our new podcast.
And then right before we did Shuffle Quest, Matt and I did a joint channel. And it was called Novelty, and it was basically a really crappy Joe Rogan clone of a podcast. Like,
and,
it was
what
really
was it
bad.
About?
Well, it was about a few different things.
Yeah, I mean,
about a lot of things we didn't know about.
Yeah, I think it was just trying to be like a Joe Rogan kind of like the whole we talked about a variety of different
the origins like, of language, cryptocurrency, AI, all the stuff that we are not qualified to talk about. We talked about.
I mean. We can't even do basic math, so I mean, us talking about like
when
things
did I
like
graduate?
Singularity,
what?
Yeah, like talking about things like singularity and just like advanced like artificial intelligence like ideas. Like it was a train wreck, and I think we did like I don't know what like 10 episodes or something like that.
I think less. I think we did seven or something.
It was pretty short lived, and we put a ton of effort into it. This was like this wasn't
grinding,
just like
grinding, dude.
Yeah, so.
We
the
bought
whole
curtains.
Audio, the whole audio podcast thing was like just becoming a really big thing that it is now. And there were lots of video podcasts. So we had actual face cams that cut back and forth between Matt and I. We had like a mini set which was at Matt's apartment, and it pissed his girlfriend off greatly. And we
slayed
really
my energy bill with the lighting.
Yeah, I mean, like, we put so much effort into it, but it sucked. And, like, every episode, we would have to promote it in, like, every social media and post
spam
it.
Spam it.
Yeah, basically just spam it. And even with, like, the spam and us just
we
putting
peaked at,
our,
like, 600 views or something.
Where do you even spam a podcast about
Reddit.
Singularity? And like,
there's a subreddit for everything.
Reddit, yeah, Reddit and Facebook, which is where most, you know, video essay people still post their stuff. But we would post on like r/singularity, r/artificial intelligence,
cryptocurrency,
everything.
Yeah, Bitcoin. And,
but then those are the people that will see through you. Did they hate you?
Exactly, dude. Exactly. They hate
you. Yeah. Like, they were like actual, you know, people who had education in these topics. And
yeah,
they were
dude,
like,
we
who
got
are these people?
To shreds.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I like to call it like we got a Google education on a lot of these topics. Like the night before, we would just decide on what we were going to talk about, pretty much, and then we would just go through Google and like look at Wikipedia and just kind of jot down notes.
I probably still have some of these sheets,
you know what I mean?
Actually. Like
just yeah,
it's just a light scroll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like a pretty light scroll, you know,
like the Wikipedia overview.
Yeah,
and then we talked about what we thought about that.
Yeah, so we basically took a day to learn something and then pretty much preach it to people like it was gospel. And obviously people saw through that, so that didn't end very well. But I mean, it's fine, you know. It's all about the process of getting somewhere, which was awesome because when we first got like our first Shuffle Quest video, I mean, it didn't do extremely well, but it got 1,000 views, I think, in like the first week. And for us, that was like a huge success. And so that was like the green light for us. Like let's go in this direction, and it's
yeah, that
worked
blew
out
my
so
mind.
Far. So
the first video we did with Shuffle Quest was more fulfilling than anything we ever
we
did.
We had done in like 3 years.
Yeah, because even though it didn't pay like anything at all, it was still like people actually liked it because nobody cared about the stuff we were doing. Like, we were doing all this stuff that,
well,
like,
you didn't care.
Well, yeah, I mean the people that bought them cared, but like it was literally sales.
Oh no, I'm
videos.
Saying singularity and cryptocurrency. You didn't care about that.
No, I mean, I think that we tried to. I mean, and it was fun. It was fine. But
yeah,
like,
I'm interested in
a lot
of topics. But I don't know a lot of topics. I'm interested in them, but.
But then we do get to Shuffle Quest and go on with the beginning of Shuffle Quest.
Yeah, I mean, once we did that first video, which was the Odessa video, and we just had a lot of fun editing it. And it was just like a liberating experience because there seemed to be a big audience for like the whole music niche. And like Matt said, a lot of our commercial work was behind the scenes stuff, and like content that big brands would use to pitch to other brands. So, a lot of our content wasn't poised to be published to the masses. Really, none of the videos that we made for a big budget ever really got to see the light of day. They were all internal, like, videos. Mm-hmm. And so for us to just publish this one little video that we really loved, and it got, I mean, it didn't get the most amazing response ever in the first week that we've had, but, I mean, it was considerably more than anything that we'd ever gotten. And Matt and I were kind of hooked after that. We were like, this is very cool.
Mm-hmm. And so, so what's the process like with two of you behind one YouTube channel? How does getting a video up go?
Yeah, I mean, you think it would be more like together, and we've had people tell us that, like, man, I wish I had two people to, like, you know,
I'd upload every day.
Yeah, I'd upload every day, and then there's us. We have a very hodgepodge, like, put together system of pretty much just first come, first serve. Whoever's inspired does whatever. You know, so I mean,
there are
videos
whatever you're thinking about, and then we go back and forth on stuff. One of us will edit graphics, usually Justin, and then I usually edit the actual video stuff. Yeah, the base edit together, and then we post it.
Yeah, like we really toss it back and forth a lot, and like no jobs are really set in stone. Yeah. I think the only thing that is exclusive is just I will do all of the graphic design of the channel as far as like the look and the banner and the thumbnails. That's exclusively me. But everything else we both share credit on. So like some of our videos are totally 50-50 down the middle. Some of the videos, like the Flylo one's a good example. It's like I wrote that and I recorded that, but I didn't have time to edit it, so I gave it to Matt and I was like, can you finish this so we can hit our deadline? And that just edited the entire visual. So
sometimes it's the other way around.
Yeah,
you never
exactly
know, it's different every video.
Yeah.
But
so
that's pretty much what it's like.
I wish we had a good system, but you know, this system
maybe
works
one
for
day.
Us. So. No, I don't think so. We've
probably
pretty much done this
for a while.
And that's the same system that we use with our company too. Yeah. It was like whoever fit the gap, whoever was the best at doing that certain task just did it, and then the other just filled in where need be. So we've kind of had that working relationship for a long, long time now.
Yeah, we got that question a lot actually from clients. They were asking like, so
who does what?
And it's like we both do everything.
Yeah,
except Justin does the graphics. That's pretty much
which I will say is, in my opinion, a very cool way to work because if one of us is sick or can't make something, the other can fill in, and we can hit a deadline a little bit easier. But we don't really worry too much about deadlines on Shuffle Quest.
Honestly,
it's more like, I mean, we both have full-time jobs outside of this stuff, so it's like, you know, we kind of have to like carve out a little bit of time for it, unlike some of the other video essay guys. But yeah.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting part of it because you go back to the passion project advice that you got from the mentor where you guys are only posting when you're very passionate about it. It's never something mundane that you don't even feel like talking about, but it's only when you're really inspired. And I think that's a really cool way of doing it.
Yeah, man. And that's kind of a competitive like way to think as far as like growth on YouTube. You know, I think it's probably better to just make content even if you don't give like a 100% of a crap about it, you know what I mean? As far as like long-term growth, but for us, like every video that we've made, we've been interested in the artist or the music heavily in some way or shape or form. Some more than others, but yeah, like we like to be truly inspired before we really drop something.
You gotta feel it. You deep gotta down feel your bones.
Yeah, and if you feel it, then normally like the audience can feel it too. Like I think the audience.
And if you don't feel it, the audience doesn't feel it.
Yeah, I think the audience has a big BS detector. Honestly, mm-hmm. You know, they know when you're just kind of like, you know, sliding something through and just hoping to pass it by. So, and yeah, I mean, for us, we just kind of do what we feel. Yeah.
I think we've already gone over this a little bit too, but with this being a partnership between the two of you, and like you've said, you've already run businesses, and ShuffleQuest is kind of a business. It's an up-and-coming YouTube channel, which could be a company one day, who knows. But is there any kind of differing personalities there? Are you guys just kind of the same? What goes along with that?
We are the same person, actually. Yeah. What's happening between the two mics right now? There's not actually two people you're talking to right now. It's multi-personality disorder.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, that's very true. Matt's like the happy side, and I'm like the sad, depressing side. And together, we make a full person.
Yin and yang.
One quest.
Yeah, exactly. It's very strange. We are a lot alike, but we are different in a lot of ways too. But yeah, it's funny you say that, because we were talking about that in our private Discord, because we both were late to this podcast. So we're just kind of always on the same cycle. Our cycles are synced. That's what I'm trying to say.
Our cycles.
And within your partnership, have there been more ventures? Because it sounds like you two like try business things together. Like, is there anything else?
We've tried a few different routes to ventures. Go with business. Honestly, my favorite of them all is we were about to start this company called Tastix.
Excuse me? What did you just call me?
Is this a family-friendly podcast? Or, you
know? Go
no,
for
it's,
it.
It's Taste uh-huh. Sticks.
Okay.
But
get,
all right.
Get your head out of the gutter, guys. Yeah, God.
Yeah. So I went over to his place, and he had these toothpicks that were flavored like cinnamon. And we thought, what if we had toothpicks that were flavored like all different kinds of things, like coffee-flavored toothpicks and banana-flavored toothpicks. So we actually went and bought some, like, essential oil stuff or extracts and stuff. And his room looked like a laboratory because we were soaking all these toothpicks in this, like, oils.
Did it work?
And it didn't work at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... So, yeah, on that idea, we had, like, concocted all this crap. There was crap all over my room. Jars full of toothpicks, just soaking up whatever like weird flavor we decided to buy, and we didn't buy the right flavoring. Like, there is an actual market for flavored toothpicks.
Yeah,
obviously,
don't take this idea. We still might do it. Tastix.
Yeah,
coming in 2021.
Yeah, so we thought it was cool because it was just a unique thing. Like, after, and my parents were like, they were telling us about how it was kind of like a bigger thing in their era and stuff. So we were like, maybe we can redo it, give it some fresh faces, and it'd be $1 million idea.
Yeah,
and
past trends always come back, you know?
Yeah.
Bell bottoms are coming back.
Look at vinyl, right? We could have been the next flavored toothpick millionaires, okay? as far as I know. I don't know.
We still
okay?
could.
And is there,
and we still could.
Is there anything else in there? Because once you go from like professional video company to music YouTube channel, and then I hear that you are trying to make toothpicks, flavored toothpicks. Like, is there?
You already know.
Are there more weird business ventures?
I'm trying to think. I think yes, and I just wanted to make a brief note, which I think is really funny, is a lot of the like smaller ventures that never got off the ground or just got off their like immediate like small stages, we took money from our actual quote unquote successful company, which was our video production company. We took money from that company to fund those ideas. So like, how
all
we
of
bought
them failed.
And how we bought the materials for the podcast came from our video production company. How we bought the materials to start the whole Tastix like company was from the video production company. So it all fed into each other. But yeah, it all failed. And I would just like to take this time I just want to get up on my soapbox for all you, 10-year-olds, because I'm sure Alpha is just, his audience is primarily 10-year-olds.
Of course.
but, you know, for all you youngsters out there, you know, looking to do something with your life, let me just tell you right now, you know, you're going to fail 100 times before you get to that one golden nugget. You know what I'm saying? And so I think we're pretty good examples of that. We've done a lot of really stupid stuff, a lot of stuff that we, you know, laugh on the at you know this current stage of where we're at in life. But
I'd like to add to that.
Yeah. Please.
Well, I was just going to say another thing to go along with that is don't get attached to your ideas, because you may think you had a great idea and then you put all this work into it, and then once you start putting all this work into it, it's like you don't want to give up on it. But sometimes Taste Sticks just doesn't work out. So
and. That is probably the best advice we could give anybody. Just don't get attached to your ideas, because everything changes, and like Shuffle Quest probably will change into something totally different, and it'll probably be for the better, most likely. And I think you got to look at it like you don't know what's around that corner, and if you're too afraid to kind of turn the leaf on an idea that's not working so well, then you could be stunted in life.
Dude, so, we're getting motivational here. I'm about to cry.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, it's a good point, because within everything that we've talked about so far, within the different business ventures going into one another, I feel like it's all helped, though. Like,
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Totally.
Every mistake and every, like, skill that you've gained from other things, like you were saying, making weird RuneScape videos from back in the day helped you with editing, and now... I think one of the best parts of your channel is that the graphics specifically look so professional. And when I first came across the channel, it seemed like something that an entire company could have been behind.
Yeah, I mean, all of those skills have been things that we've just kind of picked up along the way. Like the design
stuff. He's lying. We're an industry plant and Genius funds our channel.
Yeah. I'm a millionaire. I'm just fronting.
I wish.
Yeah, like back in the day, you know, I would have all these YouTube channels and things, and I realized early on how important like branding and like graphics were. So at that time, like when I was just producing like RuneScape videos, all I knew was just video stuff, and so I taught myself how to do all this design stuff just for pretty much YouTube and for my personal projects, because I was young and I couldn't afford like a graphic designer, and I didn't have the resources to go source someone out. So I just had to do it myself. I guess it's kind of like that whole DIY ethic, you know. That's just been like myself and us from the very beginning, from whatever we've done. And it's all carried over, not just in Shuffle Quest, but in our personal careers as well. Like, I mean, that's what I do for a living.
Ooh, yeah.
Now. I'm a marketing coordinator, and I pretty much I bring all the aspects that we, you know, execute on Shuffle Quest to my job on a day-to-day basis. And Shuffle Quest has also proved to be a wonderful tool within my job. Like, I've gotten to use my knowledge of how to make a successful video, quote unquote, on YouTube to leverage stuff that I do in real life. So it all comes together. Yeah.
And so just getting to know you guys more personally too, like we were just going off of, and how the different skills and everything, I'm always interested in this within people that make any kind of art. On your YouTube channel, is there a favorite video that you guys have, and is there a video that you think is the best one that you've ever made? Or are the videos different? Is it the same sort of thing between favorite and best? What do we have?
This is difficult. It's a difficult one, man.
Like I said,
my favorite ones are the ones where like I was really like had a passionate, like almost like an aha moment when I was listening to something. So, but I would say my favorite is probably the John Hopkins video.
And tell us about that one.
So, John Hopkins, basically, I don't know if you haven't heard Singularity, you should listen to it. But the video basically goes through every track from start to finish. And I kind of go into how, like, what the meaning is. And it's almost like the album is this transformative experience where, like, it takes you on this adventure through these different places. And the guy said that the album was inspired by psychedelics, so it's like the rise, the peak, and the fall of a psychedelic trip. And so I go through each of the tracks and explain what part of the trip that was when I listened to it. So it's a really personal video for me, because I think it's, you know, it's just kind of like what I experienced listening to it. And then as far as the best, like what our best one, it's hard not to say, it's hard to say that one isn't, but I also really like the Kitsy Ghost video a lot.
And yeah, we touch on that one a little bit.
Well, I just was listening to it and I said, this is the future. And so the video is basically talking about how it's taking past concepts, like the counterculture of the 1960s, and applying them to the music of today. So the whole psychedelic move, as you can see, there's a common theme here, apparently, between these two videos. They're both about psychedelics, but the music is really got a psychedelic message to it, not just in the sound and, like, you know, the trippy sounds or whatever, but the message itself is a pretty psychedelic one. But yeah, I really like that video.
And I mean, it sounds with the videos that you brought up that you're very passionate about them, so it sounds like your favorites and what you think you've put the most work into are, like we keep talking about, the things that you're just most passionate about.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that's why the top fives aren't like my, you know, impassioned ones, but Justin really likes making those, so he feels those a lot. Yeah. More.
So here's the segue like to those. Justin.
Yep. I like the top fives a lot, just because I think it digests content in the way that I prefer to see content. Like, I have a very short attention span. I have trouble watching, like, big blockbuster movies because I just can't sit there for 2 hours and pay attention. Mm-hmm. So, like, the top fives are a good, like, outlet for me to kind of condense, like, releases and, like, artists that I really like. And it kind of goes in that vein of what you do on your channel, Alpha, where it's just, like, I like to just kind of get people to dip their toe into a certain concept. So those are some of my favorites. But honestly, what I was going to say is that I don't really have favorites, you know, and a lot of the videos that we put out, I'll watch once on YouTube and I'll never watch again.
Okay.
I just kind of like, I just don't look back, man. We're just looking forward here. You know
Keep
what I'm saying?
Moving forward.
Always forward, baby.
I think, yeah, man, you know, like your name, but it's like, at the end of the day, I think I'm most excited for the stuff that's coming down the pipeline. Cause it's just, I think it's all going to get better. And I usually like the last thing that we put out the best. So
do we have any secrets that we have coming for the Shuffle Quest in the future? Like, do we have anything on the horizon?
So many things.
Yes, we do. It's long term. We got the 5-year plan. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't reveal too much, but
yeah, just dip the toes.
Our lawyers would be upset if we did.
Yeah.
For the major
genius would be mad.
Yeah.
So basically, Shuffle Quest is our music channel, and it will always be a music channel. But we're gonna diversify the Quest brand, and where there's gonna be new quests to go on.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
And I'm not talking about us talking about AI or cryptocurrency. Yeah. I'm talking about some other stuff that
Tasty dicks.
Hey man, you know we really like the whole video essay, you know, the genre, and I think there's potential for it. And I think it could be cool to experiment with some different topics, but we really do want to leave Shuffle Quest just music, and music is probably the main thing that we really care about anyways, but there's some other things that we're interested in, and we would like to grow with that, you know, because music channels are kind of hard to retain views and to really grow. As far as what I've seen personally, it's like Anthony Fantana, I think, is a great example of that. He's got like nearly 2 million subscribers, but his videos, you know, like on average get about 100, 200,000 views, you know what I mean? So
just depends on the artist.
And then he does a Kanye review and it gets 1 million in the first day. That's totally cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's some other things that we're passionate about, and you know, it's just long-term stuff. But
you're
going to
start seeing our faces
goes,
soon.
Please.
Yeah, as, as far as Shuffle Quest goes and like the music channel, yeah, we want to kind of get more involved with who is Matt and Justin, because I think a lot of people are kind of confused about who is behind the channel. I don't think most people know that there's two people, because we don't really, it's not really described much anywhere. You just might hear a different voice every other video. It's just, that's just kind of how it works out. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to have a bigger presence personally. And one of the ways that we're hoping to do that, maybe a little bit of a rebrand, but also with our new podcast that we just kind of launched, where we're getting to do some more freeform, more personal stuff that we really can't, we really don't want to do on YouTube. It's more raw on the podcast, and then what you see on YouTube is more cut together. And then also, you know, as we can hit subscriber miles and things, we're looking to do some cool clothing ideas and just some different stuff, you know, and just taking that classic YouTuber formula with like merch and things, but kind of putting our own twist on it with some like different. Some different stuff. So
I'm so excited for that too, by the way.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, yeah, we've got some different ideas, and then we also want to kind of diversify some of the content on the channel as well. Again, more stuff maybe with our face, like we said in the beginning of this podcast, that we did professional video for a living, so we have all the gear to shoot actual video content. So we really, I mean, one of our next videos that we're going to do is probably a vinyl showcase video, because that was voted positively on our social media. So just more.
The people want it, apparently.
Yeah.
So we got to give it to them.
Shuffle Quest Nation.
Got to give it to them.
Is there a name?
Yeah.
Is there a name for that?
Oh, yes. Dude. I won't
the
give
questers,
them one unless
dude.
They get...
The questers. I like the questers. Yeah.
The seekers.
That's bad.
The seekers of the quest. Mm.
That's really bad. But yeah, just...
I'll let them name themselves if they ever want to. Yeah.
But yeah, just like just stuff to build the community out, you know? Yeah, we're super excited for it, so...
Well, I think that's an interesting thing to go off of with just getting to know you guys personally. Like... what kinds of things do you just like to do outside of YouTube, just in day-to-day life? Because say you're saying that Shuffle Quest is not the only quest, I'm interested in what the other quest could be, because I know that outside of talking about music, like I played soccer most of the week, I go to the movies a lot, like those are the things that I would want to talk about. So what are the big passions besides music for you guys?
Well, I like to cook.
Ooh.
Also I go to the gym, and those are the hints for the future. But I'd say my main passion outside of doing Shuffle Quest actually is writing music myself.
Yeah,
do you want to go deeper into that, Matt?
Well, okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Give yourself a plug.
Give
yourself
plug.
A plug, please.
Let me take it back, dude. When I was 11 years old.
we're going way back.
Well, this is actually kind of, this actually kind of goes into, you know, things of today, sort of. But it's actually one of the only reasons I started doing videos to begin with. But when I was 11, I started writing music on the piano, and thought, like, okay, I really like writing music, but I don't think I'm ever going to get a record deal or anything as a piano player. So I thought, well, how can I write music and earn a living? And so I figured that I could score movies. So that's what I started kind of pursuing after that. But I didn't think I'd be able to walk onto a film set and say, hey, can I score your film? Mm-hmm. So I started trying to learn the other aspects of it, like editing and shooting and all that stuff, just to get my foot in the door.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, I started doing all that stuff, and Justin was already doing that stuff. So I went to, that's how I ended up crossing paths with him, because I started taking more of those classes, and that's the class that he was heading to whenever I tried to sell him weed. so it all kind of ties together. But anyway, yeah, I've kind of mixed it up more. I don't just write like piano solos anymore. It's a lot of instrumental stuff, instrumental like beat kind of stuff, down tempo, trip hop, stuff like that, because that's a lot of the stuff I'm into. I just put out my first real EP last Friday, on the same day that Chance dropped his album. So if you were disappointed with Chance's album, you can go listen to my EP.
Please. Give us the name. Give us the title.
It's called Above the Middle, because my favorite album of all time has a track on it called Above the Middle, and the EP cover is a picture I took above the clouds from a plane. Is it on all
streaming platforms and whatnot?
It's everywhere. It's on its way to Amazon right now and Deezer. I don't know who uses Deezer, but apparently people use Deezer.
if you're Deezer fans,
if you're the one Deezer streamer out there, it's headed that way. But yeah, it's on SoundCloud, it's on Bandcamp, it's on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, the main ones, you know.
Well, I'm excited to check it out.
By Matthew McClelland.
Also, quick plug. Quick. I also play guitar on one of those tracks. So
yes,
there is a Shuffle Quest collab track. If you want to hear what it's like when Matt and Justin get together and make a song, you can hear that. I forget, what is it, track two?
The song is called "Can You Play Guitar for Me?" Because that's what I asked Justin.
yeah.
Very creative.
I'm
definitely gonna check that out. Justin, do you have a solid answer for some kind of passion outside of this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, truth be told, like a lot of the, all of this is my passion. Like I've always just had an affinity for making things and like growing communities and things. So all this is in my wheelhouse and it's what I like to do already. But some other stuff that, you know, I don't talk about a lot is, certainly like graphic design is like my main thing of today. And I think we're going to start incorporating that a lot more in our videos and our future projects and stuff. Also just like vinyl, like I collect vinyl and I've been getting pretty serious about it lately, you know, dropping some real bands on this. Mm-hmm. And you know, I would love to make a channel one day maybe that's just all about vinyl or just, you know, kind of in that niche, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think what else I do. I don't do much else. I'm a pretty like dormant individual. I just kind of like music. Oh, yeah. I do that, too. I bought myself a nice longboard, but, like, 90% of my time is just, like, oh, dude, I'm hitting hills. Oh, man, let me tell you, I'm a speed demon.
You got the gloves?
He's got the AirPods.
No.
To make sure the wire's not flopping in the wind.
That's yeah, obviously. I'm a professional. But, no, I mean, I'd say 90% of my existence revolves around music, so it's, like, talking about music with, like, Matt and other people and just making content. That has been my life for the 22 years I've been alive, and it'll probably be my life until I die.
With the graphic design, hoorah. Is there any like just random sort of creative like original pieces that you're doing?
I personally really like branding and logo design. Wow. Like I get a lot like I get giddy about like brand guidelines and just like making an entire identity out of something, which really works well for me being so into like these different projects, because every project that we've done, I've gotten to pretty much like do that for. So Shuffle Quest, I went to the drawing board and I don't know, there were probably like 20 other different logos that I made for the Shuffle Quest, like until we decided on the official Shuffle Quest logo. So I really love just making brands and building identities. And if you want to see more of that from me, you can follow me on Instagram. I have a personal design only Instagram if you really care. It's just @JustinM. I got that rare username and everything.
That sounds
baby,
pretty rare.
yeah.
That's not bad.
It is a pretty kick-ass username. I had that like it was one of like the first accounts made in the first month of Instagram being a thing.
Stop.
And I totally forgot about it for years. And I was cleaning, like I have like probably 20 or 30 different emails from all the different accounts I've made for all the different projects I've done. And I was clearing stuff out and I recovered it. And I got back on, it was a bunch of really crappy photos of me with all the original crappy Instagram filters.
Yeah, you had some snapbacks on.
Oh, I did. I really did. It was so bad. And I went to the DM section after I reactivated it, and there was about 20 or 30 people asking me for that name, and I was like, oh, I scored. So, yeah. So, if y'all want to check out, like, my design stuff and you're interested in logos and design, you can check me out @JustinM. And, I mean, like, I really like to stream, too, And so I've done like design critique streams, and I'll like take people's work and rework it live and stuff. So I do a bunch of different stuff, but it's all in like art and music realm.
ShuffleQuest.
So,
yeah,
I forgot to mention
for the community. Go on, Matt.
Yeah. Well, that's actually part of how ShuffleQuest started, because
oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Because before it was ShuffleQuest, it was actually Daily Shuffle, because Justin was doing these graphics centered around like artists and albums that he liked.
Yeah.
And posting them on Instagram. And we just came up with different names and stuff, and the two we came up with were Daily Shuffle and ShuffleQuest. And so originally it was just Daily Shuffle, and there was actually a Discord community that was that, and everyone just talked about their favorite music and stuff, and we just figured we'd turn the whole thing into ShuffleQuest later on whenever we decided to start making videos.
Yeah, so ShuffleQuest was originally Daily Shuffle, and it was just an Instagram art project, design project by me, and then it evolved into everything that you see today.
Into the quest.
And then I put my hand in.
Yeah.
I started meddling in his affairs.
Well, that's all super cool stuff, and I think we're gonna just about wrap it up here. But before we get in there, I just have some lightning round, sort of random questions that I just want to ask you guys before we go. And so,
cool.
Just some quick answers between the two of you. So first off, this is a question I heard the other day, and I really, really love it, and I've been asking everyone that I come across, what would your dream concert be if you were going to give an opener and the main act?
Opener is Odessa, main act is Kanye West.
Oh, that was right off the bat. Justin, can you top that?
Yeah, I can, you know, obviously.
Oh, can you?
Now, for me, I've been listening to a lot of Mad Lib stuff, so it would obviously... I would want to hear Pinata and Madlib and Mad Villainy in a live setting.
Oh, wow.
So
we're getting the Doom Freddy combo.
Yeah, the Doom Freddy combo. I'd probably have Doom headline because I think he's just so interesting. I would want to see him maybe just a little bit more. But
I
would
like a
dark
concert.
Yeah, dude, I think it'd be so cool. Just to have a whole evening of Madlib DJing would be very cool.
Also,
so,
did you see the thing about Freddie Gibbs like flexing on Doom?
Oh yeah, and I mean that's just how
explain.
So basically,
yeah, well,
with Madlib making the beats for both of those guys throughout over the years, Freddie Gibbs mm-hmm. just to I'm guessing it was just to get some stir, some news before
yeah.
the album dropping. He was like, "The stuff I've made with Madlib is way better than anything that Doom ever did."
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just how Freddie is, you know. He's just kind of an in-your-face kind of a guy. Mm. That's why I like him, too. But I don't know. I think that's up for debate. I think Freddie
All I'll
is,
say is Pinata's a 9 and Mad Villainy is a 10. So
see,
do with that what you will.
Those are both 10s for me, and they're my most recent 10s. And I love them both dearly, but... I don't know. I think MF Doom is just a little bit more creative with it. Although his flow might not be as impressive and like as buttery smooth as Freddie, I think that just the MF Doom's creativity and just his like approach to wordplay is it's almost unmatched. And like, you know, I've been listening to it a lot lately.
Time,
you know,
for sure.
Yeah. So for me, you know, I've been playing around with the idea, and I really like lists and like spreadsheets, and so does Matt. So like a lot of the times we will. Like we have music rating spreadsheets, ladies and gentlemen. Like this
yep.
is
I chart
this is
every
how,
album I listen to.
Yeah, we chart every album we listen to, and we give it a rating, and it's all in like one big place. So we go deep. But you know, I'm very close to saying that Mad Villainy might be the best hip hop album of all time.
Mm.
Which is pretty I don't know, it's a pretty heavy feat.
It's up there though,
so.
For sure.
It's up there. Anyways, sorry, this is supposed to be a lightning round,
no,
and
good,
I've
good,
butchered
good.
It. So.
So, what are your albums of the year so far, both of you?
The Comet is Coming, Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery. That album is sick, and I saw them live
at
Bonnaroo.
Is that like
Bonnaroo.
The new jazz kind of group?
Yeah,
that's great.
It's like fusion. They're like an electronic jazz fusion thing, but they've got like
so
all
good.
Different kinds of elements mixed into it. Like even though it's jazz and electronic music, it's like there's elements and like staples of like different other genres, like even some like heavy metal type stuff in there.
It's really good, and but it's all my done second with jazz. Favorite album.
So what's number so one then, Justin?
Number one for me, and I don't know if you can count this, but it's the J. Paul record. Ooh, okay. That's the leak. What is it? Like Leak 03, 13,
04, 13.
I'm sorry. I don't know the name, but I've played it more than anything else this year. And it's some weird name. But I love that album. I don't know if it counts. It technically came out in 2013, yeah, but good. That was unofficial.
That works.
So this is the first official release of it in 2019.
I'm loving the speed of these answers. I'm getting these right away.
Oh, I mean, because like I said, man, you know, we're spreadsheeters. We're like, we're in this.
All this is
we're
charted.
Really in this. Yeah, no, I literally, before we got on the call, I sent Matt a photo of my latest Topster, and I was like, this is my favorite albums of all time. So this is something that we talk about a lot. 2019, yeah, it's going to go to J. Paul, but if J. Paul doesn't count, then I'm going to be with Matt, and I'm going to say Trust in the Life Force. Ooh. Fantastic record. I highly recommend it.
We welcome you with open arms.
Okay, next question. Is there a difference between something being good and enjoyable? Within music, I think you can do that for movies, too. Like, I feel like a good example is something like a Lil Pump versus something that may seem very technically good, but you don't even really enjoy it that much. Like, are you, being that you guys are spreadsheeters, if you really enjoy the Lil Pump and you guys have fun with it, are you giving that a high rating even though the bars might be garbage? Like, go on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. If I like it, it goes high. That's why my favorite album of all time is Odessa's first album, is because that's the album that I like the most. Every time I listen to it, it puts me in a good mood. So it's better than any other album ever made.
I'm totally there as well. Like, it doesn't have to be like a classic or you know, instrumentally, like, insane record for me to love it. Like, if mm-hmm. I just have a connection with it in any sort of way, and if I like it, then I like it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I like a lot of pop music, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to expand on that.
I'm all about it, so.
I don't believe in popular equals bad, and obscure equals good.
Of course.
Just because you like a bunch of artists and your favorite album is one that nobody in the world has ever heard of, I don't think that makes you like some guy that has like great taste better than anyone, you know, like
the whole patrician thing. Yeah. The whole like patrician taste thing I think is kind of irrelevant. I don't really like that side of music, the people who are kind of elitists and things, but yeah, I mean, I just came here to say that new Billie Eilish record is pretty damn good.
It's so
good. One of the best. It's one of the best of the year, and there's a lot of people who discredit it just because she's probably, I mean, I think she is an industry plant or something, like she has industry ties or whatever.
But how does that affect your listening experience at all?
Yeah, dude, if it's good, it's good. I don't care how many people were involved. I don't care if they wrote the lyrics. If it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I have albums rated very high that, like, in lots of music communities, like, Rate Your Music is the main one everyone uses, that music communities like that, like, dog on. So it's all good. Just listen to what you want to listen to. Just be happy with what you listen to. Don't let anybody dictate.
Don't give in to the hype.
Yeah,
just be you and enjoy what you enjoy.
I really like the point about, like, how many writers are on it or who's featured on it and who the producers are, because, like, say you go back and you listen to something like an old Dylan record, and if he wrote every song himself and he performed every song himself, that's cool, and I like a lot of Bob Dylan stuff, but then we get to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which it's a meme because I just...
got a million people.
I bring it up in every single video and every single thing I do, but so many people on it, and I don't care that there's 300 writers and producers and features. Like, if you like the stuff, then you just like it. But love the
answers.
Don't
go it alone. Two heads are better than one. 50 heads are better than two.
I don't know what that part meant, but
I think at the end of the day, it's just like whatever you enjoy, you know. I'm totally with you. It's like, and I mean, sometimes I make mental note of that. I'm like, oh, well, that's really impressive that one person did all of that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But and then like there's Kanye and he's got 100 people on one track.
Yeah,
I think it's all about, you know, If the it's the end product is what I care about, you know.
That's
it's
Machiavellian, totally fine. Right? Machiavellian.
That's Pachiavelli.
Here we go. Novelty.
What is this novelty podcast? What is this?
No, it's like you know, that whole thing. The ends justify the means. That's Machiavellian, yeah, or Machiavellian. One of the two.
That we're really.
This
smart.
Is why novelty podcast failed, because I'd say something like that and people would be like, "Wow, you're such an idiot."
We're intellectuals over at Shuffle Quest. We only listen to patrician stuff, yes. And we're the highest caliber of human being that you can possibly achieve. So everyone has a lot to live up
to. We all watch Rick and Morty here. All right, so last question. I want to know your favorite and least favorite things about making YouTube videos, whether it's the process while you're making it or what happens after you post it, favorite and least favorite things.
My favorite thing is probably that we can take our ideas and feelings that we have about certain things and we just put it in a way that's communicative to an audience, whether that audience is big or small, you know? But yeah, that's probably my favorite thing. My least favorite thing is how spot on and perfect you have to be in the way you pronounce things, the way you spell things, that stuff. Like, if you mess up one little pronunciation, the whole idea of whatever message you were trying to communicate just gets completely discredited.
completely 100%. I remember I've made one tweet about that one time where it's like, you write this 15-minute long video that you're so passionate about and everything's so great and you work on the transitions forever and it's your favorite thing that you ever made. But then somebody comments and they're like, wow, I really love this video, except you said 2007 instead of 2008 at minute 9. So I'm unsubbing and I'm disliking and I'm putting a curse
you're
on your
a
entire
fool.
Family. Yeah. Like, I hate you.
You pronounced Bon Iver's name wrong. How dare you?
Did you say
this
Bon Iver?
Sucks.
Did you say Bon Iver?
I said Bon Iver.
I mean, it could have been worse. Yeah. Yes. Do you remember when he won Best New Artist at the Grammys and everybody on Twitter was just like, man, who is Bonnie Bear? Because the person who was announcing it said it in a very, like, Bon Iver, like, accent.
Oh, and that's funny.
I think it was, like, J. Cole was up against him, so a lot of hip-hop Twitter was watching to see J. Cole win. And then they see Bon Iver win, and they're just like, who's Bonnie Bear?
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Well, poor Bonnie Bear. So, you know?
J. Cole sucks.
Okay. Yeah, J. Cole sucks.
I think J. Cole is overhated.
Corn.
I think
he's a
corn ball. I think he's fine, and
he's
proficient.
Corn.
He's proficient, but he's like proficient. He drops a lot of doo-doo. Like, his last full-length album and Revenge of the Dreamers, I don't know. These, I mean, they're really sleeping, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that was a terrible album. Anyways. All right,
Justin, your favorite and least favorite things on YouTube?
Favorite thing is definitely building a community. And to take this outside of, like, the video realm for a second, I just like the fact that we can build, like, an audience, a viewership, but we can also, like, interact with them. And I think if I, like, you asked us earlier about, like, our favorite video, I mean, I would totally just not even think about that. And my favorite thing that Shuffle Quest has gotten to do just from its inception was when we had our old Discord server, there was a person who was very, very good at making music, and his work had no real reach. He was this really fantastic ambient artist, and nobody had really heard of him. And so what we got to do, like, through the community that we had built, is we kind of got to shed some light on his art. Mm. And I think that to me meant more than any of the videos that we had ever made, because, like, we were kind of doing what we set out to do, is discover, you know, new music and learn more about, you know, things that you might not have known about. So I just like building the community and getting to interact with everybody on, like, Instagram and Twitter. I love those things, and I'm usually the person that will respond to the DMs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess Matt has also hopped on the social media game.
I've
as
started,
of late.
Yeah, the last few days. I've been stirring the pot, man.
Yeah, but I just love the communal aspect of it, and getting to, like, do that. like multiple people have sent us like albums and stuff, and we get to kind of like put them out to our audience. Even like, even though we don't have a very particularly big audience, it's still awesome to kind of like promote our community. I love that. That's fantastic. And then my least favorite is probably like the pressure to be consistent. You know, again, like we discussed before, it's like we really want to make videos when we're super passionate or inspired. And that's when a lot of the, like my videos, the ones that I write solely, that's when it always comes, is like it'll be an album drop, and then like over the weekend I'll have this rush of creativity and get the whole video done in like, you know, a week or whatever. But I just, you know, to be competitive on YouTube and to grow a healthy channel, it's really, I would say like the cornerstone of that is being consistent and having a decently consistent upload schedule, which we kind of struggle with from time to time. But yeah, that's the thing that I dislike the most. But it's whatever, you know. I think in the end, it's all great. So yeah.
By the way, that artist that he mentioned is Nick Kozik, and he has an album called An Empty Hotel. You should check it out. It's on Spotify.
It's a really great record.
If you like ambient music, this guy is like a young Tim Hecker.
Yeah, honestly, like I think he's like 15. Like, he's very young. And truthfully, like on that record, and he's got a pretty extensive catalog on like Bandcamp and things, but we pretty much kind of became promoters of his first real big album of last year, which was An Empty Hotel. And I mean, it's truly just a fantastic record, and you would never think that this kid was 15. Like, you would have thought that this was like a seasoned professional that has a huge, you know, celebrated discography. It's a really good record. And so yeah,
well, I just
wanted to shout that out.
I just wanted to say that as much silly stuff as we've talked about this whole time with Tasty Dicks or whatever, there's been some like truly,
I'll never live it down,
some truly beautiful answers from you guys. Some like,
thank you. Legitimate, you know? Some beautiful questions from you.
Yeah, you know, we're feeling really reminiscent on this Sunday night. You know what I mean?
It's just good stuff having the Shuffle Quest boys on. And yeah, I think that's going to do it. And if you guys want to plug everything before we go, please do so.
All right, Justin, I'm going to leave that to you.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for watching if you watched this far. If you want to keep up to date with us, please check us out on YouTube. We're just Shuffle Quest. We are just Shuffle Quest on Instagram, and we are Shuffle_Quest on Twitter. We also have a podcast that we're trying to keep up to date every week, where we'll bring on guests like Alpho. You can check out Alpho's episode where he talks about his favorite album of all time with us. And you can find that on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much everything else. And yeah, thank you so much again to Alpho for inviting us on this podcast. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Really, really great up-and-coming YouTube channel. I want everyone who listens to this to give him a sub, like every video, follow him on everything, because these guys are making really great stuff, and I just want the best for you. And so yeah, that'll do it. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening, whatever it is, and let me know who you would want to see next time. Thank you guys.